I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. Today we have the glorious opportunity of talking to Kim Prather from Frankfort, Indiana, just north of Indianapolis. She has an extraordinary story. She's another one of those Young Living leaders that built an empire while she built a huge family. And we're going to hear about that. Say hi, Kim.
Hi. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. I can't wait to get into your story. So first question, Kim, that we ask everybody, who were you, where were you, and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
I was a stay-at-home mom. My husband, just prior, had spent 8 years in the Air Force. So we are working on transitioning to civilian life. I was making cloth diapers and teaching piano lessons on the side to try and bring in a little extra, which if you ever buy homemade things or ever try to sell them, you know, you don't make a ton of money that way.
Well, the demographic is pretty perfect, isn't it? Like, go find people who are making homemade diapers on the side,
right?
And they're probably going to be a pretty good candidate for Young Living.
It's true.
I love that. So tell us the story. Who introduced you to Young Living? How did you know that person? And if you can remember, what exactly did they say that compelled you to take a look?
So the person that introduced me to Young Living was a good friend of mine. And really, I was eavesdropping on a conversation. She was telling somebody else about Thieves Oil and what it meant to her family that winter. The funny thing is that friend does not enroll people. So I ended up enrolling with somebody, a blogger that I was following online, that she started posting about Young Living. And so I bought my first kit through her.
We need to stop and analyze that. So the person was sharing,
yes,
about Young Living products, but she was not building a team.
No, in fact, like if you go to her and ask to sign up with her, she'll tell you no, go sign up with somebody else.
Does she know she has a double diamond under her, theoretically?
Yep, I'm her friend, and she has another friend that's also a diamond and another friend that's a platinum. We all could have enrolled with her. We're all on separate teams.
She must be mad at her money.
Right.
That's crazy. All right. So you went and found somebody that was building a business.
Yes.
And so what did that conversation sound like? Like, what did you say to that person, and what was their response to you seeking them out?
Well, initially, I bought my kit in January, and I didn't really use the oils because I didn't know how, and I didn't have anyone to walk me through it because I didn't know this person. And it wasn't until much later that year that I started researching more how to use them. And at that point, I placed an order. And she called me and she said, you know, if you'd done this on a Sun for Rewards, you would have gotten some, you know, points back. And we were not at a great point financially. And so I'm like, no. But then I thought, well, I need these things, so I should. And I was familiar with network marketing. I had done other direct sales businesses in the past. And I initially told her, not interested in the business. I don't want a free car. Don't tell me about a free car. She's like, Young Living doesn't have a free car. Like, that's good because I don't want it. And, but you know, I thought if I could get my stuff paid for, that would be good. And really she was new at that point in building. And so she just kind of sent me the comp plan and a few other resources like that. And I figured it out.
Wow. So I'm curious, when you enrolled, did you buy a PSK?
Well, funny story. No, technically, she did, but she was doing a buy the basic kit and I'll give you the everyday oils for free. So I got all the PSK oils. I didn't spend that money though.
Mm-hmm. And when you did that initially, did she follow up with you and talk to you, or did you not ever hear from her until a year later?
I got on her email list.
But did she reach out to you as somebody that enrolled new?
No.
Wow. So I ask these questions because in these questions are lessons for all of us. And so it sounds like, Kim, what I call the gestation period, mm-hmm. which is how long you spend as a customer in Young Living before somebody tells you enough about the financial opportunity that the lights come on and you pursue it. And that for you was about a year?
Yeah.
And would it be fair to say that that year was facilitated by not very good follow-up?
Correct.
So here's the question. If you'd have started building from day one, mm-hmm. so you had one more year of exponential growth under your belt, how much bigger would your team be?
I could see it have been, to be a lot bigger. Yeah. It definitely would look differently. And I, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's water under the bridge, but really good lessons for people to consider. So once you did get started, Kim, what did that look like? So you were looking to get your product for free. And so mm-hmm. how and why did you start sharing with other people? Like, what was that launch? What did that launch look like, if it was a launch?
You know, I don't know that you could call it a launch, but really what I did is I just started sharing some of my stories with my friends. And at that point, we had just moved to a new area again. My husband had exited the military, but we still kind of pretended like we were. We still moved several times. And I didn't have a large base right there in where I lived. And so, but I had so many friends on Facebook. That's how I kept up with all these places that I lived.
Right.
And so I just started sharing with them, usually either a status or I'd see them say something, you know, I make a pillow spray and talk about peace and calming for my kids. You know, that's really what it looked like. And my friends were, you know, when you have that circle of influence and people trust you, like they know that I'm a natural skeptic. And so when I'm talking about using these oils with my kids and how it benefited them during school, they're saying, tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So how long did you stay in the mode of just sharing product stories? Did you ever move into embracing the income opportunity and promoting that? Or have you always just built with product stories?
That's a great question. I never really thought about that one. You know, I didn't, like I said, I'd had other times in other companies and I quit those companies for various reasons. And so initially, I definitely did not see the potential in Young Living. I would say it took me 10 months that I can remember my first very specific conversation. And it was with my sister saying, hey, this is how much I'm making. This might make a big difference in your life. And it wasn't a lot. I was an executive at the time, but it would make a big difference in her life. So, that's the first time I remember specifically talking about the income opportunity.
Okay. And so in that first year, how many people did you personally enroll?
Let's see. In the first year, I enrolled 16 people.
Okay. That would be on the very low side of most diamonds' road to diamond.
Yes.
Most diamonds I interview, the year they actually start building, they enroll 30, 40, 50, 60 people. So that means you enrolled some pretty good people for sure. How was the second year different from the first year? Did you do anything different? See, I'm looking at your numbers. On year two, you only personally enrolled 9 people. Can you put any insight on what happened that you slowed down your enrollments?
You know, as I typed that out, when you asked the question, I was really surprised by that as well, because I went from starting the year as an executive to ending the year as a gold.
Right.
My only thought as I look at that is that I switched too much to focusing on supporting my leaders, and I stopped. I didn't stop fully, but you know, I really slowed down my personal growth, and I was focusing on them. I remember teaching a lot of classes. We did a lot of webinars because that was what they were at the time, and I was doing that for them across the country. I still never truly had a local team, and so I'd spend my time doing one-on-ones for them, doing webinars, and not so much for me.
Right. Well, that paid off, and that means you enrolled some pretty good people. Did your sister build a team?
She did.
And how is she doing with the business?
Yeah, she's a platinum. This, yeah.
So she went beyond the $500 a month. So her life has really changed.
Yes. Yes, it has. Yeah, because that's, you know, her husband also was able to quit his jobs that weren't paying well. And
wow. What a gift. Yeah. What a gift. Okay. So year three, 26 people. Is that because you realized perhaps you swung the pendulum too far in support and you needed to bring some new people in? Or what happened to year three that you enrolled more people?
What I remember specifically in year three was that as I hit platinum early that year, feeling like I had nothing else to do. My team, I had such great leaders. And because I wasn't a diamond yet, they weren't necessarily coming to me because they could all handle, we all dialed the same helpline. And so that really gave me that time to focus, you know, on those, you know, diamond crown diamond legs and back to building, building my own team instead of necessarily theirs.
And what have you found besides social media? And maybe that's the only way, but have you found any other vein of gold in terms of where you have found people that have responded well to the products and opportunity?
For me personally, it has been social media. But through the people I know, I don't do the cold contacts, creating the contacts. I've tried a few times and I've just never stuck with it.
Okay, that's fine. And do you do both Facebook and Instagram?
I have not learned Instagram very well. I need to. I am a Facebook girl.
That's fine. That's good. I suppose I don't know Instagram either, although I have a page. But of course, everyone says the future is Instagram. If you want a younger team, learn Instagram. Yeah. So you had a lot of success, Kim, supporting your team, developing leaders, getting people to rank advance without sponsoring a ton of people. And at the same time you were doing all that rank advancing yourself, you were building a family.
Yes.
So you started in 2011. How old were your children in 2011?
When I started, they would have just turned 9, 7, 4, and 2. And then I had my fifth in February of 2012.
So right after you started.
Yes.
And then on your way to Diamond, you had 3 more?
So the month before I hit Diamond, our sixth was born. The year after that, we adopted a little boy, and we were able to, I was able to spend 2 months in the NICU with him out of state. He passed away a month after we brought him home. And then I was pregnant again and had him in 2016. And a few months later, we adopted an older child. She was 8 when she came to us.
Wow. You are a hero. So I don't know if anybody else quite has the question, but I do. How do you balance that? How did you balance a pretty assertive, committed, being very present for a lot of people on your team? Mm-hmm. And I have two questions about building the family. One is, how did you show up for your family, that many children? Mm-hmm. And how did you bounce back from the loss of a child?
So when my oldest were little, I read a book about working in bits and bytes, grabbing 5, 10, 15 minutes here. And now I hear them in our world usually called like power sessions.
Yep.
And 15 minutes, a mom can find 15 minutes. The kids are playing happy. 15 minutes, sit down, answer those questions. Don't get distracted by the cat videos. You know, 15 minutes, you know, the kids are now watching, you know, a video. Now you got 30 minutes. Sitting by their doors as they were going to sleep with my computer, they just needed to see me. They didn't need me to be doing anything, using that time, you know, to my advantage.
Who wrote the book Bits and Pieces?
Oh, I would
have That's to okay. Anybody can find
available
it.
Anymore.
Well, probably go to Amazon. That's how they started. They sold books in the beginning. Right? Somebody will have it. It sounds like what we teach today, kind of like blocking out time.
Yeah.
So what most people do is they think, okay, well, I'll answer some emails, or I'll talk to people, or I'll make some phone calls sometime today.
Right.
Only the sometime is just too slippery, because if you don't actually block 30 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour as sacred time that nobody interferes with, very often doesn't get done.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip. If you don't want to talk about it, totally, I get it. But I'll bet you'd be a huge contribution, because everybody building a business suffers some kind of loss, some more traumatic than others, but some of them are very traumatic. Mm-hmm. How did you bounce back from that?
That was a really hard year. So he passed away in February of 2016. Just before that, we had found out that I was pregnant. So I already wasn't feeling particularly well. In 2016, we also moved back to Indiana. We had lived in Colorado. We moved to be closer to family. I had for the first time, a very unhealthy, rough pregnancy where he spent time in the NICU. To be honest, I have really great leaders, and they really stepped up and started doing things that maybe they wouldn't have done before because I did them. And I would say I got a lot of grace from them, because, you know, I was forgetting things. It took me probably about a year before I could truly see in color again. I was, you know, working at it before that. But towards the end of that year, I did a coaching mastermind group, and that really helped for me refocus. I don't know that you ever fully bounce back after a loss. You look at things differently. But really, my leaders stepped up in ways that They were just truly amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to meet your leaders someday because they sound pretty special. Do you have any diamonds on your team?
I do. I have one.
Wow. Amazing. Well, what a gift your decision was to launch your business. Somewhere in that last 7 or 8 years, Kim, did you, beyond the idea of offering $500 a month to your sister, have you ever had a shift from product to a more keen sense of offering the opportunity?
I don't know that I have. We still lead with the product, and then those tend to be our customers that then we talk to them about the business.
And when you talk to them about the business, what do you say to them?
I will tell them about, you know, some of the potential, you know, obviously with the income disclosure, and, you know, letting them know ahead of time, this is work, it's network marketing. But I also let them know that telling their stories are so important, because if these products have made a difference in their life, chances are their friends could also use these products in theirs.
Right. Beautiful. So what would you say to somebody, Kim, who say most of the people that listen to these interviews are not diamonds? They are probably not even platinums or golds. They're probably stars, senior stars, executives. One might say they could be in the struggle mode. Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody who really, really needs and wants to grow a team that will give them freedom? Mm-hmm. And yet, they're struggling. They're struggling to find the time. They're struggling to stay on fire about it. Maybe they're just struggling with their own belief. What would you say to those people? Let's say I was one of those people and I'm on your team. What would you say to me?
I'd say, you know what? Everything we do in life has good days and hard days. And we don't appreciate the good days without walking through those hard days. But we have to keep going, because when we keep going and just keep hitting it consistently, then we start seeing those results as we keep going. And sometimes those results, you know, you might talk to somebody and 2 years later they enroll. But if in that 2 years you've given up, they're going to enroll with somebody else.
Right.
So they're still going to be enroll, but now they're not on your team. So you never know who that person is that you're going to talk to, and it's going to make a life change for them. And watching the life change has been really my biggest reward in all of this, is when I get those testimonies from my team. So I just say, keep on keeping on. You know, do immerse yourself in a lot of personal growth for yourself, because sometimes you can't go any further. Your team can't go any further until you personally go further. And so keep doing those things and stay consistent with your team. Stay in front of them. And, you know, the consistency many times is where we're going to find the payoff.
Right. Yeah. Compounding consistency.
Yes.
So, Kim, what are some of the things that you've done specifically for your own personal development?
Well, I did the mastermind, and I've done it twice. I did it once by myself and once with my husband. I've attended events like GoPro or other, Young Living type events. I read a lot. I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
And do you have any favorites?
Well, just about anything by John Maxwell is a favorite.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I will say that GoPro changed the way I viewed everything. And I would have read that very early after it was released. I didn't realize it was a new book at the time. Mm-hmm. But looking back at the dates, it was. I didn't read 4-year career till I was a silver. And then I'm like, this is really cool.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yep.
So, what's next for you, Kim? Where are you going with your life and Young Living? I get the sense that you're not going to stop, because the further you go, the more executives and silvers and golds and platinums you create and lives you change. What's your vision? What's your plan?
My vision right now is working with my leaders, but reaching further down and finding those new people. And as they get excited, and there's a lot of people on my team right now that maybe feel a little discouraged. And so finding those people and working directly with them as much as I can. And then just watching them grow. Obviously I have my own rank or income goals, but to me, those have never been as fun as watching the others reach theirs. You know, personally, my husband would like to start his own like brick and mortar business here. And so it's been really fun watching him do that.
Mm-hmm. What's he starting?
He'd like to start a microbrewery.
Oh, cool. Those are popular.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're a diamond. He's going to need some money.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I think you just spoke probably the most profound thing you said. And I sense, Kim, that it's been your philosophy all along, which is why you converted so few personal enrollments into so many success stories, is because your focus has always been on other people. And that is the most powerful way to rank advance yourself. Mm-hmm. And note to self, to advance through a rank. Yeah. So that you don't advance to a rank and then you struggle to maintain it. Mm-hmm. When we goal set for ourselves to advance to a rank, we tend to like fight really hard to get there. Yeah. But then sometimes we struggle to maintain it. But when your focus is on, for example, if somebody wants to get to platinum, how would you get to platinum? Mm-hmm. Well, go find a half a dozen people on your team that want to get to silver and gold and just focus on them. Just yeah. dedicate yourself to them manifesting their dream. And if you add that all up, what you'll find is you blow right through platinum. And that is the secret to building a team. Is it's the secret to enrolling people, is put your focus on them. What can you do for them as a prospect? Not what can they do for you. And if they join your team, then you maintain that philosophy. What can you do for them? How can you support them in achieving their dreams? And Zig Ziglar probably said it best, if you help enough other people get what they want, you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful stuff. Kim, thank you so much for sharing your road to diamond. You're a huge gift to 8 children.
Yeah.
And let's see, how many people on your team? Oh my gosh, almost 11,000 people on your team with, by the way, an ER percentage of 42%, which is better than the average in the company.
Yep, we focus a lot on it, and it pays off for sure.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for your interview.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for the next Road to Diamond call. This is Richard Blissbrook saying the work is worth it.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's R-U-N-T-H-R-U-G-H-R-A-N-K.com. thrurank.com. We'll see you there.